whatever happens, she will be a damaged prime minister, because knowing the level of or lack of support, or a significant minority lack of support in her party that exists, that does weaken her. And I think in the eyes of the electorate, as well as in the eyes of her party, she looks even more diminished, I think, in most people's eyes.
But she seems very, very determined, doesn't she? She's come out and said she will battle against this vote.
Well, if you look back to sort of classic leadership contests in the past, and Mrs. Thatcher's is probably the most dramatic, I mean, she came out fighting publicly, but then, of course, privately, the advice that she was getting was, you know, it is time to stand to one side. And clearly, in Theresa May's case, people are willing to say things publicly that normally they would say privately. And I think that's a measure of the problems that she has in managing her own parliamentary party.
But with Brexit so close, how damaging would it be to have a whole change of leadership at this particular stage?
Well, the problem with the leadership contest, particularly if it goes to a ballot of the Tory membership, which I think it certainly would this time round, is the timescale. Because, you know, once you have the contest open for members of parliament to choose between leadership candidates, so normally a week for them, people to put forward their nominations, then you get voting twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, until you get two names go forward, and then it's 6 weeks. So you can see that gets us ever closer to the end of March deadline for exiting the EU. And the default position, of course, is if there's no withdrawal agreement in place, the UK leaves the EU on a no-deal basis. So I think that creates considerable jeopardy for the country as well.
What kind of impression do you think this gives to the general electorate at the moment? I mean, do you think people are just baffled by what's going on in politics, fed up with it all? What sort of impression are you getting?
Well, I think what you see through sort of Vox Pop is that people are switching off from the issue of Brexit. I think what it's going to be really difficult to explain to the electorate is, why would you have a Tory election contest now? Particularly when there is such a sort of major challenge for the government. I mean, what does a leadership candidate offer that would be different from what Theresa May has to offer?
Do you think, in hindsight, Theresa May should have gone ahead with the vote yesterday, or would that have just been delaying the inevitable and this vote of no confidence would have happened anyway?
I think there would have been a vote of no confidence anyway. And I think, in a way, you know, she could end up slightly stronger. Because you have the vote of you have the vote this evening. If that vote doesn't pass, as far as those who want to get rid of her are concerned, then she's obviously not open to a challenge for a further 12 months. That gives her some breathing space, and I think she can then turn around to members of the parliamentary party and say, "Look, you know, you're stuck with me. This is my offering, which is this withdrawal agreement. You've now got to take a view on this agreement, because it's me." The alternative is that we don't have another plan for our party, and we certainly don't have another leader in prospect unless I resign. And that's the power that she will have to decide to resign on the timescale that she wants to resign on, because her party or parliamentary party won't be able to force her out.
She doesn't seem to be the sort of woman who would do that, though, do you think?
No, I think it looks unlikely, and I think that... You know, if I was going to sort of plot a future, I think that if you reach an impasse in Parliament, then she will go back to the country. I think to back her. Probably her preference is for a general election on the basis of, you know, her prospectus, which is her version of withdrawal agreement, rather than going for a people's vote. Because, again, it isn't clear that there's a majority in Parliament that would support a second referendum.